Welcome, everyone, to the Sun on the Strip podcast. This is Brock Radke, entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, and I'm here every Wednesday to get you caught up on everything that's going on with entertainment and other stuff from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. Got a really cool interview to share with you today. One of the stars of one of the newest Vegas shows and one of the newest TV shows about Vegas. But before we get to that, let's do a little bit of Strip news. The Mirage is reopening this week on Thursday, the 27th. Of course, MGM Resorts operates the iconic tropically themed resort. And this reopening means that MGM only has one left, Park MGM, that is still closed, been closed since March. You can read all about what this all means, the Mirage, at LasVegasSun.com. And I did a bonus story. That's right, I got a lot to say about the Mirage. It's one of my favorite places on the Strip. So you can go to LasVegasWeekly.com on Thursday, reopening day, where I'm exploring the entertainment offerings in the history of the Mirage and how great they have been, and looking forward to seeing those shows come back to life, I hope, very soon. That's pretty much it as far as resorts reopening. The Tropicana had scheduled its reopening for September 1, has pushed that back to September 17th. I wouldn't be surprised if that continues to change. Possibly before that, the non-gaming Four Seasons Hotel that's connected to Mandalay Bay is currently planning to reopen on September 15th. The Cromwell, Oyo Las Vegas, the Palms, Planet Hollywood, and the Rio remain closed, as well as the aforementioned Park MGM. Virgin Las Vegas, the brand new resort that is under construction and taking over the site of the former Hard Rock Hotel just east of the Strip, announced on Friday that while construction is on track for its planned November opening, market conditions and other cancellations of events and conventions, basically all the pandemic bad stuff, may cause Virgin to open later than originally planned. This is not at all surprising, and I personally wouldn't expect this place to open until the first of the year at the earliest, but we'll see. If you are around and you drive past the site, you'll see that there's a lot going on, and the front entrance and the whole property site looks a lot different from the outside. We can't wait to see what it's going to look like on the inside. Some other very interesting, very different entertainment news, I guess sports entertainment news this week. ESPN and Caesars Entertainment have opened the new studio at the Link Hotel and Experience. ESPN is moving its daily wager show to this new studio starting on September 8th and launching a sports betting themed digital show this fall. It's a 6,000 square foot facility, including three studios and a whole bunch of fancy cameras, of course. Caesars has been doing a lot. They opened a new another studio space last year, and of course they opened the Forum Event Center as well recently. The ESPN studio is right on the Strip, located on the kind of the balcony, formerly balcony space that used to be called the Vortex of the Link. It was a big open space and pretty cool, had some interesting lighting up there, but it took a little while for the Link to decide what to do with it. Now it's going to become this studio. And in more traditional entertainment news, some pretty big stuff happening at one of our favorite places, The Space at Polaris and Harmon, just off the Strip. This is the multi-use entertainment and event space run by Mark Chinook, the host and creator of Monday's Dark and an entertainer in his own right. The Righteous Brothers, which currently consists of Bill Medley and Bucky Hurd, who have been headlining at Harrah's for years now, are going to play a series of shows in September, pay-per-view live stream shows from The Space that people all around the world will be able to watch from their own homes at thespacelv.com and at broadwayworld.com, thanks to a new partnership between the pretty huge Broadway and theater-based website and The Space. This is the first instance that I've heard of strip headliners doing a series of shows in a different venue or doing some live stream shows. We've seen some one-offs so far, but this is a really big name act to be doing something out of this off-strip location. I mean, it's the Righteous Brothers. Who doesn't know Bill Medley? And they've got a whole slate of pay-per-view live streams coming out of The Space starting next month. The Bronx Wanderers, who've also been playing at Harrah's in recent months before the shutdown, they'll be there September 11th. The Monday's Dark shows are a part of this. Those continue twice a month. Travis Clower and Christian Hoff on September 18th. Ann Martinez and Lisa Marie Smith on September 19th. The Las Vegas Philharmonic will be doing two spotlight showcases each month. Michael Cavanaugh from the Billy Joel Broadway show, Moving Out, September 25th. And it goes on, it goes on. John Lloyd Young from Jersey Boys will be back in October. And Vegas favorite Clint Holmes is set for a show November 6th. You can get more information about all these shows and get your tickets when they go on sale on August 28th by visiting thespacelv.com. So Friday night, RuPaul's Drag Race Vegas Review made its debut on VH1. It's a 6-episode limited TV series that goes behind the scenes. It's basically a reality show covering the opening, the launch of RuPaul's Drag Race live in Las Vegas from the Flamingo Showroom. And I watched it, and I have to say it was just what the doctor ordered, because there's a whole lot of Vegas in there. There's a whole lot of Vegas show stuff in there, and this is just the first episode. There's a whole lot of drama in there, too. And to talk about it is the member of the cast of these shows who has the most experience performing in Las Vegas, Derek Barry, one of the most well-known Britney Spears impersonators in the world, a celebrated drag queen. Took some time out to talk about the TV show, the stage show, and what it was like to do both of those at the same time, and just what Derek's been up to in this break, including filming and releasing a new music video. Enjoy our conversation. This is Derek Barry.
Just this morning before I got on the phone with you, I watched the first episode of the RuPaul Drag Race Vegas Review, and man, there is a lot going on in that show.
Well, I think anytime you put 6 drag queens together, there's going to be a lot going on.
Oh yeah, it's got a lot of Vegas, and it's got a lot of that backstage kind of drama that we love from the Drag Race TV show. What was it like to have this other show filming behind the scenes while you're launching this huge new live show at the Flamingo?
I know that was definitely a struggle to make sure that we were doing our best to put together the Vegas show and rehearse it. And I mean, opening a brand new show is always so stressful and nerve-wracking. So the fact that there were cameras documenting all of it as well was really, I mean, very similar to what was going on Drag Race, because still we're putting together the runway show or the main challenge show or anything like that. So it felt similar to that, but I think more stressful. Some of the other cast members thought it was easier, but I mean, it's a lot. You have to be on all the time for the stage show and for the reality show side of it.
And then there's that extra pressure that we get to see in this first episode of the series when RuPaul actually arrives while you're rehearsing. So there's a lot of layers of stress and excitement here.
Yep, exactly. And he handpicked us. So he's expecting us to deliver, and we didn't really get a heads up that he was coming. Not as big of a heads up as we would have liked. But I mean, we were rehearsing in December in LA, and then in the very beginning of January picked up rehearsals in Vegas. So it was, I would say, probably about 5 weeks of rehearsal, just about.
Now, is this new TV show, it seems like there's a lot of backstory on everyone in the cast. Is this a new layer of you kind of showing your offstage life to the world? Is that something that you're not too familiar with?
Definitely in this way, because obviously on social media, I've been very open about my relationship, my we call it a throuple, because there's three of us. So I've been very open with that since 2012 on social media. But this is obviously the first time where people are getting a deeper look into our home life and our relationship. And I think that it's time. I really wanted people to see what our life is like, because we get so many questions. How does a relationship work with three people? And is there jealousy? And I mean, just everything that people wonder about a relationship with a couple, you know, it's, we get more questions.
Well, I'm really glad to see you on this new TV show. And I'm just glad that this show exists, because the Drag Race Live is such a fun show. I got to see it just once before everything shut down and was completely blown away. It's so much fun. And all queens are just so amazing. The level of talent in that show is off the charts.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this cast was definitely put together with the idea of high energy dance performers. And they inspire me so much. I mean, obviously Brittany has been my biggest inspiration when it comes to performing. So to see these girls just kill it on stage. I mean, Evie is doing back walkovers and everyone knows her flexibility level. So it really feels like Cirque and drag has finally come together in one show. And then to have Vanjie come down on this giant stripper pole, I mean, it's just goals. This is what we've always wanted to see, and this is what I know I've always wanted to be a part of when it comes to Vegas spectacle shows.
Yeah, it feels like each of you gets, you know, plenty of time to shine, but it also feels like what you're doing is right in your lane, you know, like this, it seems like this is the best way to showcase what you've been developing and working on over these years.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's my third show on the strip, you know, after Lacage and Divas. And so hearing that Paul was even planning on putting a show together in Vegas, I knew that it was something I would just be honored to be a part of. And it's really the next step in my evolution and taking, taking the chance to audition for Drag Race and film season 8 and All Stars. And now, I mean, it just, the timing was so perfect for him to come to the strip, because there was a lack of drag. And I think drag needed to be shown on the Vegas strip, you know, bigger and better than ever. And it truly is in Drag Race Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've been doing it here for a while. You know Vegas and the Vegas audience a bit better than others in the cast, or maybe more than a bit better. Was that was that helpful for you and for the show, or is this show such a different experience that your experience is maybe less of a factor? How did that work?
I mean, obviously I was used to performing 6 nights a week before, so this show was 5 nights a week, and I have just been programmed, you know, since I was 20 years old when I moved here, to be in a show every night, maybe one night off a week. And I think that these girls were so used to traveling and a new city, and that is so much work. You have to unpack and pack your bags every day. You're on planes, you're on buses, trains, whatever, to get to the next show. And so I love this schedule of being home and enjoying going to work on the strip. And this audience was, it's a blend of obviously Drag Race fans, but it's also people that have never seen Drag Race. And so for them to see these five other stars up there with me that have made a name for themselves in their own drag names by not impersonating a celebrity, that's a big deal for Vegas. That's a big deal for Drag Race to be put on a Vegas stage. So I think that I was used to it, just because I've always had great audiences in Vegas, but I think the girls were so blown away by how big a Vegas audience can be and how rowdy of a crowd they can be.
That's a rowdy crowd, too, from my experience, anyway. You fire everybody up, though.
And Asia does a great job hosting the show and really, like, picking up the pace and making sure that she calls people out in the audience that are either on their phone or, you know, walking in late or not paying attention. And that's something that I love about live shows is, you know, the one on the mic you got to respect the most because they're the ones that have the power. And she really does such a good job storytelling the entire show.
It's got a great energy and she really keeps it moving. You know, the dancers are phenomenal in that show too. You guys are just top to bottom. That thing is just, it didn't feel like a show that had just opened. It felt like it was kind of finding its groove already.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. We had good chemistry together. A lot of those girls have worked together on the Work the World tour. And I had toured with Naomi, for season 8, but this was the first time that all of us had worked together in a show and new dancers, some from Work the World as well, but new dancers from LA and the best in the business that have worked with Lady Gaga and Mariah Carey. And I mean, just you name it, they've worked for the big time celebrities. So to have them up there with us made us feel so good. You know, they really frame us perfectly.
Obviously the show, like everything else, was interrupted in March when the Strip got shut down. It looks like we're going to see a little bit of what that experience was like for you and the rest of the cast in the TV series. But how did you feel about where the Vegas show was going when this interruption happened?
I mean, we were in our height, you know, we'd only been open 6 weeks and we were still having such large audiences, which when everything was going on and we were seeing other shows start to close. And once we got the news that Broadway had closed and New York was in a state of emergency, we just knew that this is it. I mean, we can't continue performing nightly to huge audiences if New York is not doing that. Cause they really kind of, I mean, that's the entertainment capital of the world, live entertainment. I mean, Vegas is the West Coast Broadway, but really I think we just had to follow suit after seeing them close. And I mean, it was shocking. I have been here for 16 years and I've never seen the Strip shut down the way it did. I've never seen shows close one at a time. But I've also never seen anything like coronavirus in my life. This is the first pandemic that I've really been a part of that's affected the country and the world the way that it has.
Yeah, obviously been very difficult for this and for the entertainment community, especially with, you know, very little info out there about when things might be able to resume once again. What have you been doing during this crazy shutdown time to sort of keep yourself busy or stay positive and get through this thing?
Well, we were really lucky because we still have filming to do for the Vegas reality show for Vegas Review. So we were filming from home. We were doing confessionals from home. We were doing home footage. We were still keeping in touch with each other on FaceTime and Zoom calls and all of that. So while I was doing that, I was also promoting All Stars that premiered in June. And so we started doing press in that for May and press for that in May. And then have jumped right in after that. I was starting to do press for the reality show for Vegas Review. So I guess really the only break I had was we were told we were going to have 2 weeks off. And then the following day, it was announced that it was going to be at least a 6-week break. So it would have been through the end of April. And once that happened, I thought, well, I've never had a break before. And so I did just get to enjoy the month of April at home and just relax and work on my inner peace and kind of get a reset for my mind. And I just was so programmed to go to work every day. If I wasn't at work, if I wasn't performing, I felt like it was a day wasted. And so I really had to kind of shut my mind off from that mentality, because nobody knew what was going to happen. But I just knew that I needed to take a self-deserved break after so many years of going and going and going.
Does it give you time to look at your own art and performance and maybe analyze your performance in ways that you haven't before? Does it give you the chance to put fresh eyes on what you do and hone in on things a little bit?
I actually think that it made me want to do more than what I've done and experiment with new makeup looks or wigs or costumes, things like that, because I think when we do what we do on stage, it obviously is going to evolve and you're always going to perfect your craft and become better at what you do. But when you're at home thinking about, okay, well, what do I want to do next? I don't have the time to work on that. So it's been exciting to, you know, take 4 hours to get ready, do my makeup like I haven't done before, or try different things, or, you know, just see what other looks I want to create in this time that I have, instead of, you know, rushing to get ready for a show every night.
Tell me about the music video that you've been working on recently.
Oh yeah, Bitch Please. We recorded it, I think Mackenzie wrote it about 2 years ago, his rap and mine, that's Nebraska's, is on the track. And we had met Velo about 3 years ago almost, I think. And he just had mentioned he, you know, does music and if we ever wanted to come in on a track. And that's not really something I would normally do. But Mac had written great verses and I thought, oh my God, I really like this. It's a lot of fun. So we finally got the chance to do the music video. And it was so fun shooting at Cosmo and seeing the Bellagio fountains behind us and the whole Vague Strip. And we got to do a fun party bus scene and also an after-hours pool party at one of our friends' houses. So I just got to come together with my dancers who I have worked with for the past 10 years here in Vegas and create something that, you know, we could be really proud of in this time of not really knowing what's next, but it's given us a chance to focus more on our passion projects. And, you know, music is so fun to record and it's fun to release, but I think there always it needs to be a visual to coincide with it so people can really see more what the song is about and the meaning of it. And it's just great to have glossy, sexy music videos out there. So I'm really proud of it. It debuted on Friday, right after the premiere of Drag Race Vegas on my YouTube channel.
Well, what else do you want to say to all your fans that might be listening and anybody who can't wait to see you back on stage as soon as possible?
Well, I just want everyone to tune into the TV show. I know a lot of people are looking for entertainment escapism right now. And even though we're not able to do the live show on the Strip, people are really going to get to feel like they're a part of it by watching Vegas Review, and to just enjoy the show. You know, I know a lot of people are going to have their opinions about the cast members and, you know, the cattiness and the drama and the fights and all of that. But I really think that at the end of the day, we all love each other for what we do. We love each other for our differences. They can be celebrated. But when you're working with a cast, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be stress that is involved that takes things to a different level sometimes, but it's all about the growth and in a relationship with among a cast, because, you know, we have to all like each other and get along to actually go on stage and enjoy that feeling with that audience and give them the best show. And I think we did. I think that people need to just watch all 6 episodes. The premiere was quite dramatic, but the next episode isn't going to kick it up a notch.
That's going to do it for this episode of The Sun on the Strip. Special thanks to Derek Berry. Be sure to watch Derek and the whole cast on RuPaul's Drag Race Vegas Review. That's on Friday nights on VH1, and you can catch it replayed on MTV as well. You can find past episodes of this podcast at lasvegassun.com/podcasts, and you can listen and subscribe to The Sun on the Strip at Apple Podcast. Thanks again for listening. Catch you next week.